How can the past influence the future? That's the question at the heart of Cotton and Gold, a play debuting this weekend as part of the Philadelphia Fringe Festival. The play is set in post-apocalyptic America as one man attempts to save his town from growing gentrification. WHYY's Danielle Fox reports.
In a Center City rehearsal space, six student actors slowly begin to melt out of their chairs and onto the floor. Then they come together, imitating different parts of a machine. In the background, Elise Hogan narrates the scene.
And the warp whistle rings out.
Hogan is the writer and director of the Afrofuturist play, Cotton and Gold. As a genre, Afrofuturism explores the experiences of Black people through science fiction. The play takes place in a post-apocalyptic landscape. Each town is represented by a machine. In this rehearsal scene, the actors are embodying the machine of the town Rankin.
The Rankin machine. The stage is oil and rust.
In Rankin, the community members are fighting hard to get by as their town becomes increasingly gentrified by the sinister and mysterious entity known as Metropolis, which Hogan says is a stand-in for corporate America. The play follows a young man named Lauren Sr. as he leaves Rankin to find solutions.
He's searching for answers as to why his town is being gentrified, why the people in his town are hurting one another and disagreeing with one another.
Gentrification can have many definitions, but often refers to when low-income people are pushed out of their neighborhoods by new development geared toward people with higher incomes. In Cotton and Gold, Lauren travels to a thriving city called Tulsa to figure out how to save his town. The city is modeled after the actual Tulsa, Oklahoma of the early 1900s, when it was one of the wealthiest Black communities in the nation and known as Black Wall Street.
And it was so economically independent that I think they said it took about a month for a dollar to even leave Tulsa. So Tulsa became the, like, utopia of this whole play.
Hogan says an important theme in Cotton and Gold is looking back at history. It's why she wrote the play in an Afrofuturistic style, to reimagine Black Wall Street and reflect on how that history can inspire Black businesses and communities now.
There are wonderful Black organizations that exist today and that are continuing to be built. But at the same time, some of these places can still be taken away through gentrification. So it's like, how do we hold on to what we have?
Over the years, she's watched her hometown change, like when an apartment complex in her neighborhood was bulldozed. Within the past year, new coffee shops and a luxury apartment building have opened in the area. And Hogan says those changes are upsetting.
How do you tell somebody, I know you've been living here for 20 years, but you gotta go? I don't want that feeling that, like, Black people could, like, be erased, but, like, that's what it feels like.
Hogan says she's tired of just talking about what's wrong, and she hopes Cotton and Gold will inspire the audience to support Black-owned businesses and artists well into the future. For WHYY, Danielle Fox.